Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's always great to be here with you. Today we're going to do a show that is going to, you know, hopefully if we all live long enough, we're going to need the help of others. Today we're going to talk about food and maybe some interior decorating if you're moving, if you're a senior. Also companionship, all the things that matter. And, you know, in real estate, I like dealing with seniors and seniors' families. You know, there's a lot to be dealt with, and to deal with the right people really matters. And that's why I'm a good friend of Sandra Hellemis from Dinner for One, because she's sort of part of a groups in town that deal with seniors, and she sort of aligns herself with people that she has a similar feeling about. And Sandra's in the studio today. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. You know, we talk about this a lot, Sandra, because, you know, I've gone through with my parents and dealt with the system. And I feel it's like a gift almost that when you've done this, you want to help other people because it's hard to navigate. And I know you spend a lot of time, not only with your business, but in your personal life, trying to help seniors, because you do see a lot of seniors in your business that need help.
Exactly. And what we find too a lot is the children of, you know, the adult children of the seniors aren't around. And you were fortunate to be, you know, close to your parents. Like, my parents live in Alberta. So when they were going through health issues, you know, it was lucky that my brother and sister were near them, but I wasn't able to really help in that.
And so, that's very common, isn't it? I mean, that's what you're finding more and more of, is people find you through your website because they're in Ontario or farther afield. And they're worried, of course, it's their parents, and they can't be here, so they want the best services. And I know nutritionally what you sell, and that's why you started Dinner for One. It's for also professionals and students.
Correct.
But your segment for seniors supplies a lot of nutrition. You have some stats about that,
don't you? Stats Canada just came out with something. You know, they go through and do their stats every, and they compile things. And last year they came out with, and I think this is actually relatively low, they say 30% of Canadian seniors are at nutritional risk. And I actually think that's lower than what it is, because what I see, you know, and
it's the tea and toast thing, right?
Yeah, like, you know, just some stats here, they're real quick. Like 15% skip meals almost every day, and 18% eat fewer than 2 servings of fruit and vegetables daily. They found that 23% never or rarely eat with anyone, so they're alone eating, which is really sad.
Yeah.
And 18% found that cooking is a chore. And I'm like, really? I find cooking a chore, and I'm cooking for everybody. But I think, you know, it's just the loneliness. Like, I really encourage, like, our meals are full-size adult meals, and seniors can sometimes get 2 meals out of that. So I encourage them to invite someone in and have a little, you know, the socialization with the eating, because nutritional risks for seniors, they get the foggy brain and they just then can't really cope, you know.
Well, there's so many things to look out for, because whether it's lack of water and things start going sideways, or, you know, nutritionally, if there's an infection somewhere, and if someone's not kind of watching someone, we're going to talk about companionship later, we're kind of monitoring that, it can change from day to day.
Definitely.
And nutritionally, people maybe on their own don't know how to cook for one, because they've always cooked for a family. So it's like, oh, why bother?
Right.
I'll have some yogurt. And I know with my mom, after a while, she just wanted to eat sweets or dessert, right? And sometimes she'd go, what the heck? Enjoy yourself. You know, she was 92.
Right.
But, you know, like huge meals or too much stuff, she kind of got tired of a lot of stuff. And I guess your tastes change a lot, too.
They do. And what they find, too, is that with that, seniors will have to add a lot more salt, because they don't have that taste. And or if they smoked for long periods of time. And so with our meals, we add very little salt. We let our clients season to taste. You have to have a little bit of salt to cook, you know, to bring in the flavors and the meat and that. But there's a lot that have heart issues at that point, too. So maintaining that salt is a big thing. But I think, you know, they need the nutrition. And even if their taste isn't, you know, as it used to be, it's still important that they have those added nutrition, you know, nutrients
and
in their
diet. And a
good
meal. And tell us some of the kind of examples of the meals that you would provide for people.
Well, we have things like, we have a great selection of soups that we make from scratch all the way up. So, and they're anything from, you know, your standard home style chicken noodle soup all the way to a hot and sour chicken soup. And actually, some of our seniors actually like the more, you know, stronger
hearty soups,
yeah, or the more the Thai or Asian soups, because of the flavor, because then they can taste it, right? Because it's a stronger flavor.
Yeah, and
it's
maybe, spicier. You know, I think also is because maybe that wasn't something part of their daily routine. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of them, maybe, you know, I think most, you know, a lot of men die earlier. That's just a fact. Yeah. And women may have catered. I know my it was meat and potatoes for my mm-hmm. father. And mm-hmm. she got to really like Thai food and all kinds of yeah. different meals because it's not something that was really part of her everyday living.
Correct.
Or do you find that? They're like, oh, this
exactly.
is a great flavor. I've
exactly.
never had.
Yeah. Like, because in our chicken dishes, we have like the Thai chicken, we have a teriyaki chicken, and then we have our standard, you know, chicken parmesan. And then the Indian food, it's like butter chicken. And then we have like with the beef dishes, we'll have our standard Salisbury steak, and we have a mashed potato with that and a veggie, whatever the seasonal vegetable is. And we'll have pork, and then we also try and really encourage them to have some of our fish dishes also. So we use a wild salmon, so our salmon patties, and then we do with a couscous, that type of thing. So we try and do different things, and then we also are bringing in, we have a number of vegetarian options too. And then let's not forget the desserts, so.
Yeah, you have some great desserts.
You do.
Really delicious.
Excellent. Baker Shannon's excellent, yeah.
What's that one? Is it Schmor? What are some of the ones you do?
Oh, the score bars.
The score.
Yes. And we do a raisin butter tart bar and not the actual butter tarts because we like to get away from all the, I mean, if you're going to load on the sugar, let's at least get away from the carbs, right?
Yeah, right.
Not.
And how are you finding people are liking your food?
They love it. It's so nice because they, what you find too with seniors is they'll make a big batch of soup or they'll make, you know, they it's very hard to buy in small quantities. So you make a big batch and then they eat it for the next week and they're tired of it. So we have a great program. It's our loyalty program. If they purchase 6 entrees, they get the 7th free. So that gives them, you know, a week's worth of meals and they can have 7 different entrees with that instead of having the same entree all the way through. And, you know, I really encourage them to just take it out, put it on a nice plate, put it on a nice, you know, placemat, put a candle flower on, and it just, that socialization
right.
brings a big
And
thing.
Later, I want to talk to you in the last part of the show about giving our time and about mm-hmm. seniors and some tips for people to maybe if they're young or wherever they're at in the spectrum to really look at seniors differently and maybe
right.
make that contact. Let's talk also about other meals in the day. So, you know, breakfast and lunch, I know they're mm-hmm. not going to maybe eat both of those. Sometimes it's one. What kind of foods can they buy? I know there's deliveries that can do this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What are some kind of easy meals and ways to get groceries for seniors that you've seen?
Well, I know, you know, I get that question asked a lot. And we're actually looking at bringing on the service of doing shopping, you know, we'll purchase their staples like milk and bread and a lot of stuff before we actually deliver their meal. That's something that we're looking at bringing on. But there are, I know Thrifties does, you know, the dial
Send
where
up.
They, yeah, they, you know, they can drop things off that way. And I think the most important thing and that they find is trying to get to the store, you know, the mobility issue, right? So if they can walk to the grocery store, then they can pick up their little things, you know, their fresh produce and that type of thing. But for breakfast, you know, it's basically they like their little toast and tea and
yeah.
or their hot oatmeal, or cereal, you know, which they're perfectly fine in doing. And a lot of times they'll go out for lunch and then they have their big dinner. Or it's opposite. They'll have their big dinner and then go for tea with their friends and, you know, kind of
Hopefully.
Spread it out that way.
You know, it really yeah. hurts my heart to think about some of these people that are locked away. And
oh, definitely.
Don't have anybody.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, I mean, you know, really if we can include someone in our life or even if we're mm-hmm. making food, make a little extra and go and but have it with them, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and slow down. Like, you know, like I just notice these little seniors in the scooters. You know, I want one of those scooters when I'm older with the
but
flag.
But I think I gotta slow down. My mom was going to get
oh,
one.
I know.
Like, no, I don't think so because she was a bad driver.
I know. Just yesterday I was out for coffee with a client and this lady just went storming down the walkway. I thought, oh, if there's anybody coming the other way.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some rules around those walkers.
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
How are they
gonna and so how do people get hold of you if they want to know more about Dinner for One? Because I know you got the website.
Yeah, they can give us a call at 250-298-4346 or they can also go to our website at dinnerforone.ca and that's all in letters.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah.
Another thing, we're talking about the food. Also, you know, medications can be delivered too, right? That's something that, you know, if you're the senior, or if you're the kids, I know I have friends in this position now, mm-hmm. that, you know, you have to pick all these meds up all the time. Mm-hmm. And for like a $5 fee or something, some of these pharmacies, they just will send all these things mm-hmm. out. There's so many ways to make it easier for yourself.
Yes.
But also, as far as shopping goes, that is one thing we're going to talk next segment to Nicole. Mm-hmm. Seniors do, you know, they want to go and shop. You know, the old store. I mean, Safeway's gone, but Safeway or Thrifties, or right. they want to go down that aisle still too, right? Once in a while,
yeah.
And just to, you know, see what's out there, even if they don't buy anything, it's just an outing.
It's an outing. It's a companionship, and they're not. There's so much isolation with our seniors, and I find the grown, the adult children have that big guilt complex too, because they can't be with their parent. They know they're isolated. They know they're lonely, and you know the adult kids have the kids of their own and are busy schedules. So I think it's part of being a great community. And there's a lot of different countries that get that and really encourage the seniors or our parents living with us. And I think for some reason, North America, we just don't get that yet.
Well, I think also that you don't have to do it all on yourself. There are great resources that you can mm-hmm. hire. And that may sound like, oh, well, I should do it myself. But there's a thing called burnout, too,
right.
where people take too much on, and they're not actually the best companion after a while for your
parent. Not to your parent.
And you know what? Your parent actually wants someone different, too, to talk to once
yeah,
in a while.
Exactly.
So someone they can tell a new story to, like, you know.
Our kids are the same way right now.
Oh, my. Raise your hand if you heard it before. Yeah. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Nicole Donaldson from Open Hearts Companion Services.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Manner of death is deemed homicide.
Any suspects?
Bravo Monday.
This man is absolutely capable of murder.
Enter the crime.
Eric Blunt.
Do you know him?
Enter the case.
What, no hello? They're reading you.
Enter your next obsession.
Did you like it rough?
You're kind of turning me on, Inspector.
And it all begins with one question.
Did you murder Cindy Strauss?
From Stephen Bochco, master of the crime drama, Murder in the First. New series premieres Monday at 7, only on Bravo.
Air conditioning. You expect it in a compact car. It's standard in the Ford Focus, while most others charge extra. To prove it, we called them up. Sounds like they agree. Get more standard in the 2014 Focus with the features you expect, like air conditioning, and some you don't, like 160 horsepower engine. Finance with zero down starting at $85 bi-weekly at 0.99% APR for 84 months. Or own for $14,948. Get more in a Ford Focus. See paper for details.
How Bell makes loving your Superphone better.
I love, 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 love my new Sony Xperia Z2.
That's a lot of love.
I love that the camera records in 4K, love the slow motion playback, and love that since it's on Bell, I can share from anywhere with blazing fast speeds.
Huh.
And I love, love that it includes Michael Jackson's new album, Escape.
Whoa, whoa.
I see what you did there.
Get the new Sony Xperia Z2 only on Canada's largest LTE network. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, being entertained just got better.
Imagine getting the benefit of a whole growing season in one tablet. You will when you buy Whole Earth NC pure food supplements from Natural Factors. Grown from organic seeds on 100% non-GMO farms and raw processed to retain all the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes you need. Whole Earth NC pure food supplements are an excellent ethical source of plant-based nutrition, helping you feel your best. Find them at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Marigold Nurseries is 70 years young, and they're celebrating by getting their groove on. Marigold Grown Veggies teach kids just how much fun growing their own food can be. Their fantastic foliage includes maples, hostas, coleus, and more. While fuchsia hanging baskets not only look hot, they also attract hummingbirds. On Lockside Drive in Sanditon, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle here every Saturday at 1 o'clock on CFAX. In the studio, Sandra Hellemus from Dinner for One. On the phone is Nicole Donaldson. Her company is called Open Hearts Companion Services. Help for your loved ones. And how are you, Nicole?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much, Patty, for asking me to come on the show.
Well, I've heard so many good things about you. Sandra is my source for all things seniors. She really, has sent great people my way that are like-minded, and she speaks so highly of you, and I'm glad to finally get the chance to meet you. And I know you have a companion service, but it entails a lot more. I looked at your website, and just tell us briefly, Nicole, how you got started doing this.
Oh, boy. Well, it goes way back to 1977 when I started working as an RCA in Cranbrook in the Green Home. And I met my great-grandma at 103 and a half and fell in love and haven't looked back since.
Wow.
She was a beautiful stoic lady that left an impression. So I moved to Victoria in 1988. My mom had a brain aneurysm, so I moved here to care for my mom and dad. And after moving to Victoria, I realized how hard the system was for seniors to manipulate, to get through and find out what was available and what wasn't available. I currently work at Mount St. Mary's Hospital, but I've also started my own business because I see a real need for seniors isolated at home.
I think that's so true, Nicole, is you dealing with your parents, and I know my brother and myself with our parents, that you do learn so much about the system, and it is not easy. I mean, there may be some great programs, but to try and access everything and find out what's going on, it's a full-time job almost. So you almost want to use that skill again, and I do that in real estate, and this is what you're doing now with your own business.
Exactly. Every day I get questions about housing and where do I go for things, and that's actually how Sandra and I have met too, is that we do have that passion for seniors, so we've sought these things out, and now on the West Shore there's such a passion for just growing for seniors, because I started a West Shore senior service group actually 3 years ago, and it's just blooming with people that are of like mind. We all want to support seniors to age in place.
I want to talk about that a little later because it's a great group and one I'm hoping to join this Wednesday. Tell us some of the lessons you've learned dealing with seniors and how it affects your life at this stage in your life.
Wow, I feel, that's a good question. How do I affect them? It's the one-on-one, the reduction of isolation. Once we meet, Patty, you'll see I'm very theatrical, and
yes.
I do entertain. I find that seniors spend enough time on their own, and so I'm there to make them feel like they belong. I enjoy every aspect of seniors. I've walked with seniors that have toured horseback through the Rocky Mountains for years, up to seniors that have been registered nurses all their lives. And every one of them has a unique story, and every single one of them is unique. For us to try and fit them into clusters it's interesting, because we want them to socialize. We want all these things for them. But at 96 years old and 86 years old, that energy is not always there. And just sitting and listening to them and being present, I think a lot of times is what they need.
And, Sandra and I were talking in the last segment, Nicole, and, for all the burned out kids out there that think, I don't know if I can do another visit. To hire someone like you is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing that your parent gets some other stimulation almost, that someone new to tell a story and to show interest in, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a variety.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people, not everyone's a caregiver, and I empathize with families that struggle with that.
Yeah.
It's not that they don't love their mom and dad as much as I do. It's just that's not their niche in life. And I often get asked, how do you do this? Like, how do you just sit with my mom, who might have frontal lobe dementia? I find a little sparkle in every single one of them. I had a lady this morning that was restless and didn't want to stay in her bed about 6 o'clock in the morning. And I showed her pictures of when she was a little girl, and she was so excited to tell me about that picture. And it was a neat little connection between the two of us, and I left, and she was a happy lady. I heard her giggling as I was walking down the hallway. So.
Nicole has such a gift for that. There's, I can't go on with the stories that she tells. Like, she does have such a gift to just listen and see what their needs are. And, I think it's something that you have in you, but I think it's also something that you could maybe learn a little bit, not like to the extent she does.
But, I think that we could all try a little bit and get better at that.
Definitely.
But I think that's a really good point you make, Nicole, and one that we both agreed upon here, nodding when she said it, is that I didn't ever click with that, that we're not experts in every field, and that maybe certain duties of caring aren't for us, and it's hard to do because it's not a natural fit.
And it's hard for people to admit that. It's not a bad thing.
You feel guilty.
It is not a bad thing. I knew the day I met my grandma that I was that was meant to be. When I graduated, my mom called the F.W. Green home and said, "I got the girl for you." And that's all I've done for 37 years. So,
that's, you know, that's so cool, though, that you found your passion early.
And, you know,
you can tell the way you talk, you love it. You know, we don't all have to be one thing in life to find our passion, you know. So tell us what services you provide, because there's dog walking, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds. Mostly it is about the isolation piece, because families feel guilty that they can't take mom and dad out. So I spend a lot of time I have a little lady. I walk around Elk Lake several times a week, and, you know, I love it. And I just, the people think, like, how do you do this? She gets quite the compliments, because, of course, she's pushing a walker around Elk Lake. And, you know, people look at it, "Oh, do you need a ride?" We had a man a couple of weeks ago. "You just sit here, ladies, and I'll go and get you." No, my friend, she can walk, and she can outwalk me. Half the time I have to chase her. And to others who I will just sit very quietly with, because that's all that they want, is just somebody to be there with them. Someone to help organize. When they get a phone call, it's traumatic. They can't process the whole thing as fast as our society wants them to process.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and we have to slow down. I took a lady to a business to acquire something, and the lady behind just didn't quite understand. She was hard of hearing. And so I was repeating everything to my client. And the lady looked at me. I said, "She's very hard of hearing. And it's not that she doesn't want to engage with you. She just can't hear you." And, you know, they'll get the automated world where I have little ones say, "Well, they tell you to press one for this, and I forgot what one was by the time they got to six there." And I'm like, I'm with you on that one.
That happens to me.
Oh, it's HR heck nowadays. It's, you know, it's all driven this way. So I understand it's not fun. And I guess the thing is, don't assume when you, you know, see someone, you know, you don't know what they're going through. And don't just look through them. Try and understand them a little more, because, we're all going to get old if we're lucky. And our society shuns it like it's a bad thing. So slow down, like you say, and you know, take some time to bother.
They're amazing people. Amazing. They have stories to tell just like the rest of us. And I think if you do invest a little bit of time, you'll get such a reward back.
Okay, when we come back after the news, I want to talk about the West Shore Senior Services. But let's talk about your business here before we go to break. Nicole, how do people get a hold of you?
By phone or on the computer. They can email me at wecare@openheartscare.ca, or my phone number is 250-391-9827. And every situation is unique. Remember that, but give me a call, because I'm sure I can help you.
That's awesome. And we come back, Nicole, let's talk about the West Shore Senior Services.
Perfect.
Back after the news.
When Dad got older, we wanted to make sure he was well taken care of. He just wanted to socialize.
Oh yeah, oh yeah!
We wanted 24-hour nursing staff, and we liked the fully equipped private rooms. He liked the on-site award-winning chef.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
We wanted to visit him, and he wanted a place to call home.
Hi, Grandpa.
We all found what we wanted with Sydney All Care Residence.
Sydney All Care Residence, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care with no wait list. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
Our biggest optical one-day sale is back. It's our spectacular Saturday sale on Saturday, June 7th, only at Real Canadian Superstore locations. For just $159, get complete eyeglasses with single vision lenses, any frame, and anti-reflective coating. Need digital progressive lenses? Spectacular! We've got those too. For just $259, get complete eyeglasses with digital progressive lenses, any frame, and anti-reflective coating. Spectacular Saturday, only at Real Canadian Superstore locations. Visit superstore.ca to find a location near you. Some restrictions apply. See in-store optical department for availability and details.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Heimlich-Hall in the CFAX 1070 newsroom with the news to 1:30.
The BC government's bargaining agent is seeking an order that will require teachers to mark exams in the event of a full-scale strike. The BC Public School Employers Association wants all services that are required to complete grades 10 to 12 report cards designated as essential services by the Labor Relations Board. The association says serious and immediate damage will be caused to secondary students' educational programs if final grades are not compiled. The BC Teachers Federation plans to hold a strike vote Monday and Tuesday, seeking support from members for a full-scale withdrawal of services. And Prime Minister Harper has become the first world leader to meet with Ukraine's new president. He attended the swearing-in of Petro Poroshenko in Kiev today and later assured him of Canada's unwavering support for Ukraine. The Prime Minister expressed solidarity with the Ukrainian people in what he called their aspiration for a democratic European future and not a return to the country's Soviet past. Poroshenko says he hopes to negotiate a solution to the violence in eastern Ukraine, but he has flatly rejected Russia's annexation of Crimea. There has been deadly flooding in northern Afghanistan, forcing thousands from their homes. Reporter Joseph Kraus says the affected region seeking assurances that help is on the way.
We spoke to a local police official who said that no reinforcements had arrived. They were still hoping for help from the central government. We were told by the defense ministry that two helicopters have been dispatched to the area, so that should aid in the relief efforts. But again, this is a very remote, rugged area of Afghanistan, and it's very difficult to get people there.
More than 50 people have been killed so far by the flooding, and the death toll is expected to rise. Island Health will host a dunk tank at the Oak Bay Tea Party this weekend to raise awareness about Parachute Safe Kids Week. Local celebrities and media personalities like Oak Bay Mayor Nils Jensen, CTV Vancouver Island sports anchor Jordan Cunningham, and CTV Vancouver Island reporter Scott Cunningham will get soaked in the tank in the name of water safety. Parachute Safe Kids Week is a national health promotion campaign to raise awareness about injury prevention for kids, with this year's theme focusing on drowning prevention. Preventable childhood injuries are the leading cause of death and disability among Canadian children. CFAX News Time is coming up on 1:33. Weather is next.
Last season's winner, Eric Chong, pampered the palates of the league, the armed forces, and most importantly, the judges. Now it's your turn. CTV's MasterChef Canada Season 2 is already in the works. Think you have what it takes to outcook, outsmart, and outlast the competition? Apply at ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada for your chance to be crowned the next champion. Auditions start soon. Go to ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada and apply now.
Looking at CFAX weather, a mix of sun and cloud, highs to 21, tonight partly cloudy, and lows to 10 degrees. We currently have 20 degrees in Victoria. I'm Sandy Heimlich-Hall. If it's happening, it's here, Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's currently 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle. In the studio is Sandra Hellomis from Dinner for One. On the phone is Nicole Donaldson. Her company is Open Hearts Companion Services. And we're talking about seniors' issues, and whether it's for yourself or a loved one. One day we'll all need some of these services. And one thing that Nicole has started is West Shore Senior Services. I know Sandra's involved, and I'm going to be getting involved in that as well. Nicole, tell us a bit about this organization. I know you're doing great stuff, and the people you've assembled are in the same industry and have the same concerns.
Yes, what I did, at first when I moved out to the West Shore, I wasn't really sure what was available out here. So 3 years ago, I just went door to door asking people if they were interested in supporting seniors and if it was something they had looked, had thought about. And it was overwhelming, the response from people. They were basically poised, waiting for someone to show up and do it. So we have now 37 pretty active members in the group. We're trying to educate and support seniors and families in the community about what services are available, how to access those services. We're hosting this year on November the 1st at the Langford Legion. We'll be hosting a fall fair. Forbes Pharmacy will be supplying flu shots on site, and Sandra will be hosting the kitchen with Dinner for One. We will have all kind of vendors and educational things going on there, again, in an effort to support seniors, but also their adult children, because we've all heard that comment about the sandwich generation. And I'm hearing more and more from the adult children about the struggles. And a lot of the adult children are raising grandchildren as well. We're more than just a sandwich generation.
Yeah, we're a triple-decker or something.
Yeah, he's got it all. Super-size.
Super-size. Yeah, I know. And, you know, your energy sort of runs out, and it's hard to keep it all together sometimes. So yeah. Even in the break, Sandra and I were talking about your services when people are having trouble negotiating with siblings maybe on care and stuff. And maybe a personality like yourself could come and kind of help with that and ease and maybe show direction where people can get help or how you should manage, you know, mom's care.
Yes, and I have been doing that because a lot of times there is a couple of children involved, and I do a lot of that. One child will have one idea and another one will have. And what I usually do is I will go in and I will watch the family interact with the senior and find out how the senior is feeling about all of this interaction, because they don't want to be a burden. So that's something that a lot of people have called me about, especially with men. Men are an interesting group of senior, because up until recently, men just didn't live as long. So a lot of the systems are set up for women.
Yeah.
And so I'm working really hard on the West Shore to incorporate more things for men to do, whether it be a coffee group that men just go and sit at and talk about men things. But they're not going to sit in a group and make paper flowers.
Not my
and,
dad.
You know, I have a client who has whose dad passed away this year. It sounded like a lovely man, and he sounded very self-sufficient and did a lot of exercise and was, you know, had hobbies. And a lot of men don't really have a lot of hobbies of a certain generation. And you're right, we're not sort of set up for that. And men are sometimes reluctant to ask for help. And I think as the children, we need to sometimes think, do I need to make some moves on their behalf, even if they don't tell me I can? Because sometimes you need to maybe get someone like yourself in to say, you really do need to do something.
Yeah. And sometimes it is an outside voice that makes that difference. Yeah, because we do have that respect for our parents. I know myself, up until recently, I had it all in my mind what I was going to be doing with my parents. But until I sat and did a representation agreement with them, I was quite surprised. I think my dad actually thought that I was going to put him into care and keep my mom. So it was a great conversation. It was such an uplifting thing. It's changed everything about our relationship, because now my dad feels just as secure as my mom does.
Well, that's great. You know, Sandra's also helped me out here. I'm going to be getting my Certified Professional Consultant on Aging designation. Thank you. You know, and one more step to try and maybe, you know, be more aware of the things I need to know, because there's always something to know when it comes to dealing with people, because we're all different. So thank you so much, Nicole. I'll see you
thank
on Wednesday
you.
At the meeting. And it's
I
been a pleasure talking to you. And Nicole is at Open Hearts Companion Services, and you can reach her online. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nicole. We're going to switch gears now. We're going to talk about, you know, decor and the importance of maybe hiring an interior decorator to come in and have a look at your parents' place. Sometimes we're moving from a big house to a little place or to a senior's home. And, you know, it doesn't have to look a certain way. And there's a lot of things to take into account. We have an expert on the phone, is Charlene UNESCO, who is with Aesthetic Design Concept Services, and she's done a lot of talks on seniors living. And Charlene, tell us some of the tips you can give us on what to do when we're staging for mom and dad.
Well, you know, it's very, very important that the living space be compliant with the building codes, and also that the overall design address the issues of the aging population. We have to be sensitive to the unique needs of the aging process, too.
Right, and it doesn't have to look institutional, though, does it? I mean, this is a time maybe when if you do have a bit of funds, that you know, hire a professional to come in and really make it safe, but make it really enjoyable to live in.
Yes, it is actually very important that the home should not be a constant reminder of the physical or cognitive limitations. You know, the design should really reflect the lifestyle, the attitude, the expectation, the habits, and the decor should reflect the taste and interest of the occupant, you know.
Do you find, Nicole, you know, I know my mom went from a big house to a small place at the Cedars. We took sort of most of the stuff that was the essence of my parents, and, you know, it was really easy to kind of pick those pieces. Do you find a lot of people want new stuff, though, at that point that say, you know, maybe it's time I deserve a few new pieces to add to the collection because I've had all this stuff a long time? Hello, Charlene? I think I've lost Charlene. We're going to go to break anyways
Yeah,
so we're going to go to a break and we'll be back in 2 minutes and we'll connect with Charlene.
Planning a party at Thetis Lake or Soup Potholes? Maybe Whitty's Lagoon or Durance Lake. We'll be coming too. The CRD and RCMP are patrolling the lakes in force this summer to keep our parks safe and enjoyable for everyone.
For information, visit crd.bc.ca. 107.3 Cool FM and CFAX 1070 proudly supports the CRD and RCMP in keeping parks safe and enjoyable this summer.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, I'm Matt McLeod with CFAX 1070, and here's what's happening around Victoria. There's still time to register for tomorrow's walk, which cannot be named on the radio. This event is for anyone who's been affected by sexual violence, directly or indirectly, and aims to be inclusive of all men, women, and other gender-identifying people of all ages who would like to play their part in ending sexual assault. June 14th, from 10 a.m. until noon, the Saanich Police Department is throwing a free birthday party for their mascot Ace in Beckwith Park. This event is also to raise awareness and funds for Janice Place of the Children's Health Foundation of Vancouver Island. This Father's Day, you're invited to register for the Do It For Dads walk/run. Join us to raise money for the Prostate Center and support the men of Vancouver Island who are battling prostate cancer by taking part in an 8-kilometer run and 3-kilometer walk. You can always find out more about what's happening around Victoria on our website, cfax1070.com. This has been your weekend's Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
On Fairway Market's Spring into Summer sales event? It's easy. Find your Fairway flyer and clip and save on almost everything in store. But that's not all. You can enter to win one of 50 $50 Fairway gift cards, one of 10 Father's Day Dove gift baskets, and one of 4 Father's Day presents, including gift cards worth up to $100.
Dad will love that.
It's Fairway Market's Spring into Summer sales event. Get in on it. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you haven't shopped Fairway.
Hi, this is Mark from TELUS. We asked our customers how they give back, and we were inspired by Michelle, who helps her neighbors.
As I got to know them better, I got to see who was needing help.
So TELUS gave food and a new freezer to Michelle to help her help others.
I don't have a lot, but I try to give where I can.
At TELUS, we give where we live to help our local communities. Share with us how you help others using hashtag GiveWhereWeLive, and a worthy cause in your community could receive $50,000 from TELUS.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
From cats and dogs to the people who love them, Petline with Jennifer Shaw, Sundays at 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back and we're talking to Sandra Hellemus from Dinner for One, and on the phone is Charlene Ionescu, and she is from Aesthetic Design Concept Services. We're talking about designing for now and years to come, and, you know, some of the things that are important. I know lighting, flooring. Tell us some of the ideas that you look at when you're going in and designing for a senior.
Well, what happens is that as we age, all our senses are affected by the aging process, and, you know, besides the physical aspect of aging. So, for instance, the sight is one of the senses that is significantly affected by aging. And what we would do is we would try to avoid shiny surfaces, and because they reflect light sources and they cause glare.
Right.
We would also increase the all the light levels to provide sufficient lighting for general activities and for task-specific needs. And, excuse me. Also, there are other issues that where design can improve the lifestyle. We take into consideration that as we age, we also are impacted by the loss of balance, cognitive impairment, loss of strength, and visual impairment, hearing impairment, and also we have an increased sensitivity to cold, to draft, and direct sunlight. So all those are taken into consideration when we design for a golden ager, and we make it a priority to create an environment that is also therapeutic too, and to create security that help promote the self-esteem and engage the senses.
So, you know, it sounds like a cocoon almost. You want to make it so it's cozy enough, it's warm enough, there's good lighting, it's not confusing because there's glare, no floor mats you can trip over, wide pathways maybe. So in essence, it's pretty, but it's also functional?
It has to be, first and foremost, it has to be safe.
Right.
And this is, you know, an interior designer is someone who would make sure that the environment is safe. And then mm-hmm. after that, we make it pretty. So, but it's a bit more than that. So, for example, you know, we would use the sense of touch. We would promote it with adding texture. And that has been proven to stimulate the memory. We would avoid using busy patterns because it can create frustration and confusion, especially with someone with, let's say, Alzheimer's or
dementia.
You know, any problem, health problem. We would also make sure that we integrate smells that are familiar and pleasant scents, and that serves as calming aromatherapy. And we would use primary colors to enhance appetite if someone has a problem, you know, like your previous guest was mentioning, that seniors do not necessarily eat all the nutrients that they are that they should daily. So we would use the interior to stimulate where needed. And,
wow, that's really interesting, Charlene. It's something I never would have thought of, and that would be like a red or a yellow probably in a kitchen?
Well, the yellow is a color that would...
Remind me to change my paint color. Maybe that's a problem.
That no one eats your meals?
I eat too many of my meals. And what about like washrooms? You know, we often see when a senior's place, there's a lot of handrails and different things. What kind of apparatus? I guess it depends what stage you're at. But how do you look at the washroom?
Well, actually, my philosophy in design is that accessibility is for everybody. You do not have to wait until you're a senior to have a grab bar that helps you safely walk out of the shower, or you know, those should be integral part of standard.
Yeah.
Yes, but yes, it's very important. Like for instance, we would avoid having an all white washroom because the aging eye would have a hard time discerning the toilet seat height with the flooring height. So, you know, a little detail as of having a toilet seat that is a contrasting color to the floor goes a very long way, you know. Mm. So those are little details that we are very sensitive. Actually, senior design is a field in itself. It's a specialty. And in addition, you know, to avoid using sharp corners or edges in millwork, wood trim, and furniture. Speaking of furniture, you know, as we age, we do need to have arms on the chairs we sit on to help stand up, you know, and the sofas cannot be that deep and so soft as when we're, let's say, earlier, younger. So we also are sensitive to acoustics because the hearing impairment, you know, we try to reduce the background noises, so it helps improve the quality of life of someone with a hearing problem. And another detail would be the way we place the artwork and accessories. We try to make them to have bright and crisp and clear ones. And also in the design, if we have a chance, we try to eliminate the door swings You know, we tried to integrate a sliding door so someone with a walker or a wheelchair wouldn't have to step back before entering the space. And you know, all kind of details, but it adds up in the comfort and lifestyle of a senior person.
What about, you know, tchotchkes and, you know, little bits and ornaments and a lot of pictures and family pictures? Do you try and make it so it's a little bit less clutter?
Well, this is, you know, this is a matter of personal choice. There are different ways of displaying that, you know, could be safer than. First and foremost, we make sure that there's limited risk of injuries if someone falls. So if there's, for instance, a table cluttered with little porcelain, you know, we take into consideration where we place it. We may place things behind glass display, and the pictures, there's nothing wrong with having pictures, and this gives a sense of belonging to a space, you know, when we do integrate as much belonging as possible, because it's everyone is attached to their personal belonging, so it's important to have some personalization into a space. Otherwise, it feels institutional.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something that I don't think anybody wants, right? You want it to make it feel like home. Charlene, how do people get a hold of you? Because I think you brought up some great points that I've never actually heard before about some of these things, and I think it's really fascinating and an art form in itself. How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about what you do in general or about these senior services?
Well, we can be reached by phone, and it's at 250-800-0154, 800-0154. And we do have a website, which is www.aestheticc.com. So that's AESTHETICC.com.
Well, it's been great having you on again, Charlene, because you're always full of
Thank
great
you.
Information. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
You're so Bye-bye. Welcome. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sandra and wrap up our show with a little roundtable.
Hi, it's Christine McGee, president of Sleep Country. We started Sleep Country 20 years ago with just four stores and the dream of helping Canadians sleep better. Today, more Canadians choose to buy at Sleep Country and trust their sleep to us than anywhere else. Why? Because they enjoy a great shopping experience and great prices. So how should we properly celebrate this big 20th anniversary milestone? Well, we could have everyone in Canada sing our famous jingle. Or, if we can't do that, how about celebrating with our biggest sale ever? And let's call it our 20th anniversary sale. We are so excited because we have amazing prices on all the top brands. Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Kingsdown, and Tempur-Pedic. They're all trying to outdo each other. Plus, our lowest advertised prices ever on our best-selling designer headboard starting at just $89. So come in today and celebrate with us. All together now.
Sleep Country, Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Back it up quick, Charlie. We've got three moving trucks waiting.
I know. Everyone wants to move into the Promontory at Bayview Place for the summer. It's the tallest building on our Inner Harbor skyline. Floor-to-ceiling windows, awesome floor plans, barbecues on the deck. It just doesn't get any better.
It's not too late to book your movers. Promontory is 80% sold with great suites still available. Priced from just $240,000, they won't last long. Visit the new show suite at Promontory, just across the Johnson Street Bridge. Open daily noon till 6, or visit bozaproperties.com.
Marigold Nurseries is 70 years young, and they're celebrating by getting their groove on with everything from wave petunias to beautiful roses, hedging and fruit trees in all sizes. It's now easier than ever to create your own backyard oasis. For a plot them gardening experience, shop local. Shop Marigold Nurseries on Lochside Drive in Sanishton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We're back. Sandra Hellemus is in the studio, and she's from Dinner for One. You know, we've been talking about lots of different things with seniors, and I think you've heard stuff today that and you work in this area that you weren't aware of, even with Charlene, with some of these, like the white on white in the washroom.
Like in the toilet seat. Like, it just makes total sense, though, doesn't it?
Or the color stimulating, you know, the palate with, you know, fruit so you can eat more and all that kind of stuff. What kind of things would you like to see for seniors that you're not seeing now?
Well, I think it's just the resources. I mean, you know, I think you alluded to that a little bit before, as an adult child having to go to so many places to try and get, you know, things resolved or questions or answers to questions. And there's no central thing. It seems like everybody's doing their thing, but there's no one, you know, resource
clearing
area.
Yeah. And that's why I think this West Shore Senior Service is great, because it's kind of a grassroots, you know, getting together to address that need. And I think if anybody's out there right now listening today that is going through a lot of stuff, there are great people out there that can help you and would give you advice for free, probably, you know, just to get you going, because it really is a long journey. It can be a hard journey, and you can feel alone.
And you're not alone.
And you're not alone.
And the networking is so important. That's what we do, you know, the West Shore Senior Services. We do network a lot, and there's a lot of the referral that happens with that too, because I know referring someone to you doing real estate, I know they're going to be taken care of. And my name is attached to that with my business. And I think you find that also, is that you want to make sure if you're referring someone that as soon as you pass that baton over, that you know that they're taken care of, because they're still your client. And you
absolutely
want them, you know.
And if you are a senior or the child and your gut is not telling you it's the right person, you always go with that, right?
Right.
That, you know, it steers you in the right direction. But there are a lot of very good companies in town that can sort you. And I think most people who are doing this are doing it for the right reasons.
Yes. You know, and you can tell. Authenticity is you can tell right away, you know, whether the person's in it there for the seniors or whether they're in it for, you know, what other reason. So.
And we're talking about community kitchens because Mount Tommy has been part of
Community
Association, has been part of the community kitchen on Shelburne. Right. And you were wanting to do something similar. And why do you think it's such a great thing?
Basically, like eating alone, like the isolation, like Stats Canada was saying, like how many, the isolation is so huge. And so it's basically getting the seniors together to, you know, basically the socialization, to put meals together and to be able to go home and have nutritional meals. So that's something that I'm doing right now in the works with that, is just being able to facilitate that, you know, because again, it's the socialization, isolation, and then the nutritional food that I'm looking at.
Now, how did you come to get from computers and all the stuff in your background to really get to this point? And it's evolving all the time. What do you think led you to this, and why you're here?
I think as we age, as we, you know, our lives change. And I think that there's a statistics out there. I think you change professions 7 or 11 times throughout your career. But I know when I started What's for Dinner, at the time, Meals on Wheels closed the year 2008, and I had so many calls for seniors for meals. And at that point, I said, well, we don't do that at all. We're all raw. I was too busy opening up a new kitchen. Forget it. And I would pass them on to a couple other companies. And one company that is really prevalent throughout the island is their meals are done in Vancouver. So, you know, just the request for really local, good quality food is something, the reason why I, you know, branched out into that. So we all want to eat well.
Yeah, we do. And you know what's neat, though, is when you do good things in life, it all comes back at you, right? Like you meet nice people like yourself, and it kind of opens your world up. So as much as you do things, and it can become profitable, it can become a lot of things, but it's also, if it's based on the right stuff, it's amazing how it can grow.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that your passion? And isn't that why we're all here?
Why the show's here.
I have to go.
That's the whole idea, right?
Exactly.
Is that whether it's helping with little kids or helping with seniors along the way, that's probably the best thing you ever do in life, right?
Exactly.
Is to make a difference?
Yeah.
In big or small ways. How do people get a hold of you, Sandra?
Again, 250-298-4346, or our website is dinnerforone.ca.
And what are you going to make tonight for your tea, lady?
Both my kids are working.
Oh. So what do you do when they're working? Do you sneak out and get takeout?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm so tired of cooking for everybody.
I bet you are.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like, what am I going to have for dinner tonight?
What's your favorite go-to meal?
Gosh, you know, I'm kind of, it changes, I think, but I'm really into Thai food right now. Love Thai food.
And that's like coconut and...
Yeah, the coconut, the curry.
Curry.
Yeah, love it, love it. And it's, you know, the rice is better, I think, than all the pasta that I'm eating.
Yeah, so, volume, volume.
Yes,
well, it's
exactly.
been great having you on the show. I think we've met
some
wonderful people. And I hope we continue this conversation from time to time. We're doing some specials like this because I think it's a need we need to address.
Yeah.
And if anybody has ideas for the show or knows people that are in this field or any field that we can have on the show, contact me through my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. I love your feedback. I love your ideas. And I love being here every Saturday. Thank you, TJ. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.